Revelation Revealed, Part 5, Section 73, Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. The dead are judged. Verse 11 reads, "Then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it." It's God the Father who is seated on this throne. "Earth and sky fled from his presence, and there was no place for them." Earth and sky itself fled from the presence of God. God is more powerful than we can ever imagine. And if earth and sky flees in his presence, well, that sure tells us the story. Verse 12, "And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne." Now, if you go back to chapter 20, verse 5, we see these words, "The rest of the dead were not come to life until the end of the 1,000 years. What we see here in verse 12 is the rest of the dead coming to life. These dead are not the saints. They are the wicked. So verse 12, "And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life." The book of life contains the names of the saints, those who have been saved. These other books contain the works of the wicked dead, and these books will determine the fate, how much punishment the wicked dead will receive, as we see in the next verse. "The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books." They were judged by the works that were recorded in these books. It's my understanding that not everybody will be punished the same in the lake of fire. Some will be punished more severely than others according to their works that are written in these books. The fact remains that Christians are not judged according to their works. Their eternal destiny is not determined according to the works, because they have placed themselves on the mercy of Jesus. If you fail to trust Jesus, then you are judged according to your works. You have the choice, either be judged according to your works or not to be judged at all. Verse 13, "The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them." Death and Hades. Hades is the place of the departed wicked dead right now. It used to be the place of the departed dead, divided into two sections for the righteous and unrighteous. The righteous were freed from Hades, as seen in Ephesians 4. "And each person was judged according to what he had done." Again, the wicked dead are judged according to what he has done. Therefore, their punishment is determined by the severity of their evil deeds. Hitler will be judged more severely than the ordinary wicked sinner. Again, verse 14, "Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire." The lake of fire is the second death, and we've seen that in the last section. "If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire." Note that death and Hades were both thrown into the lake of fire. Hades is not the lake of fire. I mention this because the King James Version says that death and hell were thrown into the lake of fire, and the KJV has done a disservice to us by putting the word hell in there. It should be translated as Hades. Hell is not Hades. Hell, in the real sense of the word, is the lake of fire. From my understanding, you should really throw the word hell out, as it's stated in and throughout the King James Bible. you should always put the word Hades in its place, because that's what the New Testament Greek said. Why the KJV translates Hades Greek into hell English, I don't know. We should keep it as Hades, because Hades is not hell in the true sense of the word. If you want to use the word hell, you've got to apply it to the lake of fire. I speak more about this in my written commentary.